आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्युरेट फोर्थ ग्लोबल रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी इन्वेस्टर्स मीट एंड एक्सपो इन गांधीनगर टुडे। To also flag off country's first Vande Bharat metro train service between Bhuj and Ahmedabad in Gujarat. Campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to end this evening. India launches Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to Typhoon Yagi affected Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today due to deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal. Festival of Eid Milad-un-Nabi being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. And Indian men score victory over Azerbaijan at Chess Olympiad in Budapest. Women's team defeat Kazakhstan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth Reinvest Global Industrial Meet at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Modi will also flag off the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro connecting Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and Gift City. The Prime Minister will also interact with the beneficiaries of PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana today. Later in the day, Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees, which include the country's first Vande Bharat metro train between Ahmedabad and Bhuj. The fourth Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet and Expo has been organized by the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, MNRE. The meet will highlight India's impressive progress in renewable energy manufacturing and deployment. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, and Gujarat Chief Minister, Bhupendra Patel, will be present at the inaugural session. We have a report from our correspondent.
The three-day event will feature over 40 sessions and specialized discussions on innovative financing, green hydrogen and future energy solutions. Around 25,000 delegates from 140 countries are expected to take part in the event. Germany, Australia, Denmark and Norway are participating in the event as partner countries, while states like Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Telangana and Uttar Pradesh are participating as partner states. The exhibition, which is being organized on the sidelines of the meet, will showcase cutting-edge innovations in renewable energy from public and private sector companies, startups and major industry players. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be the chief guest for the valedictory session of the meet on 18th of September. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. These districts are Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban, Anantnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian. Polling for second and third phases will be held on September the 25th and October the 1st. Counting of votes will be taken up on October the 8th. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has 90 seats, including 74 general seats, 7 reserved for scheduled castes and 9 for scheduled tribes. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address 3 rallies today at Ramban, Kishtwar and Padar areas of the Chenab Valley. Election campaign has also picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal yesterday, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the BJP government in the state worked in the interest of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to Typhoon Yagi affected countries, Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam. India sent urgent relief materials to Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam to assist them in dealing with the impact of the major typhoon. These countries are reeling under massive floods after Asia's most powerful storm this year hit the three countries. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, were dispatched to Myanmar on board Indian naval ship INS Satpura. A military transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force is carrying 35 tons of aid to Vietnam and 10 tons of relief materials to Laos. These include gensets, water purification items, hygiene supplies, mosquito nets, blankets and sleeping bags. In Rajasthan, 8 people were killed and 18 injured in a road mishap in Pindwara police station area of Sirohi district last night. The accident occurred when a jeep collided with a truck. The overcrowded jeep was moving on the wrong side when the incident took place. Sirohi SP Anil Kumar said police reached the spot and injured have been rushed to a nearby hospital. Police said about 27 people were travelling in the jeep. Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 will start tomorrow and continue till 2nd of October. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata, Sanskar Swachhata. The campaign includes mega cleanliness drives at various sites such as tourist locations, public buildings, commercial areas, water bodies, zoos, sanctuaries and community and public toilets through Shramdan and collective action. All central government ministries and states are planning various citizen engagement activities across the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Former US President Donald Trump has said that he's safe and well after gunshots were reported in his vicinity at Trump National Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida last night. Trump's campaign communications director, Stephen Chung, has said that Mr. Trump was on the golf course when the shots were heard. Meanwhile, the White House issued a statement indicating that President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have been briefed about the incident at the Trump International Golf Course. The statement also noted that the President and the Vice President are relieved to know that Mr. Trump is safe and they will be kept regularly updated. In Sri Lanka, campaigning for presidential elections scheduled for Saturday has intensified. The frontrunner candidates have been holding meetings and election rallies in various places, discussing on various issues, addressing election meetings at Horana and Nuwara Eliya yesterday. Incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe said that his primary objective is to ease the burden on the lives of the people. More from our correspondent.
As the campaigning for the presidential elections enters last week in Sri Lanka, the frontrunners have been reaching out to voters outside Colombo. In various rallies, incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe defended his government, stressing the need to uphold IMF agreements, while other candidates took a dig at his policies in addressing poverty and lack of infrastructure. NPP leader Anurakumaradasa Nayake and SJP candidate Sajit Premadasa held meetings in Tamil-dominated regions, addressing specific concerns of the communities with a hope to consolidate their vote share in these areas. Meanwhile, Election Commission issued fresh warnings to the candidates regarding violation of election laws. For Akashwani News, Ahmed Moin Farooqi from Nuwara Eliya.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today due to deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal. The Met Department said the deep depression moved west-northwestward with a speed of 5 kilometers per hour during the past 6 hours. It is likely to weaken into a depression and move northwestwards across Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh during the next 48 hours. The IMD said that due to deep depression, extremely heavy rainfall occurred over Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal and the northern parts of Odisha yesterday. Fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall is expected over eastern parts of the country, Madhya Pradesh, Konkan and Goa during the week. Eid Miladun Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens, especially Muslim community, on the occasion of Miladun Nabi. The birthday of Prophet Muhammad is celebrated as Miladun Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said, "The Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society." The President said the Prophet encouraged people to be compassionate towards others and serve humanity. The President urged people to imbibe the teachings of the Holy Quran and resolve to build a peaceful society. In the 45th Chess Olympiad, Team India in the open session sealed the match 3-1 against Azerbaijan, while the women's team defeated Kazakhstan by a margin of 2.5 to 1.5 in round 5 at Budapest yesterday. In the open section, Gukesh secured an easy victory as his opponent, GM Aydin Suleymanli, lost a pawn and subsequently wrecked his position. The World Championship challenger made no mistakes and was the first to win on the top board. Arjun Erigesi scored his fifth win in a row, outplaying GM Rauf Mamedov with the white pieces in an endgame. GM Pragyananda had a comfortable draw with the black pieces against Nijad Abbasov, while compatriot Vidit Gujarati missed a winning chance and eventually ended up drawing his game. Team India continues to lead the leaderboard. In the women's section, GM Harika Duranavalli lost a roller coaster game against IM Bibisara Aisobayeva on the top board. GM R. Vaishali scored a critical win with the white pieces on board 2, outplaying IM Meruert Kamali Denova. IM Vantika Agrawal defeated WIM Alua Nerman with the white pieces on board 4, whereas IM Divya Deshmukh drew her game against WIM Xenia Balabayeva. 6 more rounds remain in the Chess Olympiad. India will face South Korea at the Asian Champions Trophy 2024 semi-final in Hulunbuir, China today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. India is the only unbeaten team in the tournament, having defeated China 3-0, Japan 5-1, Malaysia 8-1, Korea 3-1 and Pakistan 2-1. The reigning Asian Games gold medalist is upbeat ahead of the Korea clash. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on the government's initiatives to ensure Swachh Bharat under Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. We will be joined in our studio by Jitendra Srivastav, Joint Secretary and Mission Director, Swachh Bharat Mission, Ministry of Jal Shakti, and Anita Meena, Director, Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our experts about various aspects of the campaign, such as public participation in cleanliness efforts and initiatives for sanitation workers. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-234-21050 and 011-233-1444 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 928-909-4044 or post your queries on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. News about Arvind Kejriwal announcing he would quit as Delhi chief minister makes top headlines in most dailies. Kejriwal springs a surprise, says he'll step down as Delhi CM in next 48 hours, reads the Asian Age headline. Quoting senior government sources, The Hindu reports on its front page that one nation, one election will be implemented in the current term of Modi government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been quoted in the Tribune as saying that JMM is encouraging Bangladesh infiltrators and Rohingya for power. Nipah death confirmed in Mallappuram, 150 contacts asked to isolate themselves, headlines The Hindu. And finally, the Times of India reports that victims of Naxalite violence and surrendered Maoists may now come face to face or even team up in a new, one-of-its-kind initiative of village games called Bastar Olympics. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 4th Global Renewable Energy Investors Meet and Expo in Gandhinagar today. To also flag off country's first Vande Bharat metro train service between Bhuj and Ahmedabad in Gujarat. Campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to end this evening. India launches Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to Typhoon Yagi affected Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today due to deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal. Festival of Eid Milad-un-Nabi being celebrated with religious fervor in various parts of the country today. And Indian men score victory over Azerbaijan at Chess Olympiad in Budapest. Women's team defeat Kazakhstan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.